The Daily Dilemma Uncensored from Beat.
Hello again and welcome to Daily Dilemma Uncensored. Not live, although we'll be live shortly.
It's us. It's Niall and Joe. It is another episode which we brought to you live from Kilkenny Set Theatre a couple of weeks ago. Very quickly, we are in Bank Lane on Saturday night and we're very excited.
If you're listening to this post-Saturday, it's too late. You've missed your opportunity.
Yeah, but if you're listening to this post-Saturday night, there's stuff in the pipeline. That's okay. All. No, but it's good to tease.
Yeah.
It's good to get the juices flowing, as
the intrigue.
Yeah.
So yeah, basically we're doing a little mini tour through February, as you probably gathered, and we're having so much fun because our panel amazing: Dame Stuffy, Marty Guilfoyle, and the wonderful Michelle Heffernan. First gig was in Kilkenny. We're going to hear that in a mo. We're in Waterford again this weekend, and more to come in the summer. And if you listen to last week's episode, you'll know it was all about the bondage. Oh, they were mad for the bondage in Kilkenny, and so much so a lovely couple took away a bondage kit, and we're going to find out this weekend how they get on with it. We'll update in the next episode.
Like it's that's a kind of mad story in itself. We should probably get them on the podcast at some point, because they are a couple and she's due a baby in a few weeks, and they took that bondage kit and they've gone off and they're going to review it.
I hope he
live.
Didn't flog her hard. She's 8 months pregnant. I'm very concerned. We'll find out at the live
What's
show.
The flogger again? Oh, the
it's like a,
I doubt it, Niall. I'm just guessing.
So anyway, we're going to take a listen to what happened in the second dilemma in Kilkenny, and coming in the next couple of weeks you'll hear what happened in Waterford, but in the meantime
we already know what they are.
Let's go back to the Set Theatre and take a listen.
The Daily Dilemma Uncensored from Beat.
Hey Niall and Show, this is a bit of a weird one for your uncensored dilemma, but I know you'll have good advice. I'm a gay guy and I've been with my fella for over 3 years. We've always had fun in the bedroom. There's nothing we wouldn't try. Over time, we introduced other people into the bedroom too, whether that be another guy or a couple. And I know Sho will be shocked by this, but we've even attended a couple of orgies. Great fun. My fella has a new suggestion though, which I'm not ruling out, but I'm trying to get my head around. He's never had...
Oh, very good. Yeah.
He's never had proper intercourse with a girl. And at 32 years of age, he wants to try it. He wants both of us to do it with a girl. I've had sex with a couple of girls in my straight teenage years, so I've some idea of how it all works down there. Our problem is this. Who would we pick or invite for this unusual arrangement?
I did think it.
Connor, we're not looking at you, man. It's okay, don't worry.
We would love Sho, but doubt she'd be interested.
That dress, yes.
So we've narrowed it down to a couple of options. Maybe someone anon from online. Secondly, we have a neighbour who's always having men around. She's in her 50s, but I'd say she'd be up for it. The other option is the secretary in my office. She's obsessed with the gays.
We're already getting a nomination here in the audience.
I think, go for an older woman, because, like, go for Stewart's sake. Why would you want Flash Fry? Do you know what I mean? You're going to try it, go for it.
She's been hooked on this heated rivalry Sho, keeps telling me about it. She might be a goer, the woman in the 50s. What do you think, guys?
Right.
So I've spoken about my first introduction to porn. I think I talked about it on the last...
In Spiegeltent, yeah.
Podcast, yeah. And I think that was probably... gay porn was the first porn that I ever... The only porn that I ever watched. And I can honestly say on the back of that, it would probably be unlikely that I would be interested... in joining. Like, I'm honestly looking at Niall going, what would I do if he came to me...
Or on you.
What was the name of that porn you watched? Remind us.
It was called Rooftop Roughage.
Rooftop Roughage.
That just sounds like somebody shitting themselves. It sounds like somebody who's on one of them vegetarian diets.
Too many bran flakes.
Yeah.
So I cannot imagine being invited into a situation where you said to me, because I'm going to, if
use
it's okay,
if I
could also use our gorgeous friend in the front row. I might come to him in a minute. But like if you did ask me, I Well, I'm married for a start, so yeah. I probably wouldn't do it.
Let's take Tom out of the scenario for a minute. And you're
so
single.
I'm single.
So me or Dean or you, like, let's be honest, all your friends are gay. Came to you.
I kind of just like.
Marty's my friend.
That's twice tonight now.
Not true, Marty.
Oh, we're not friends.
This is our dream. Come on, show. Come on. Come to bed.
But can I ask you, right?
Yeah.
We spend a huge amount of time together. We've slept in a bed together. Mm. Tonight.
Woo!
Oh, are you going to tell them?
Let me tell you about tonight, right? So.
Hot tub.
Niall checked into the hotel today, and I checked into the hotel. We have separate rooms. Now, we have slept in the same room before. There's no issue. We're best friends. All of us have, yeah. But tonight, we have separate rooms, and that's fine. And we checked in separately, and he went to the fourth floor, and I went to the second floor, and we met in the bar for food. And you can tell them what you said.
So I said, what's your room like? She said, yeah, it's really nice. Nice hotel.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, and she said, what's your room like? I said, well, it's actually, when I checked in, the guy at reception went, you have a very nice room, sir, which... I thought, okay, interesting. Got in, four-poster bed, nice big room. It's a suite. It's got a balcony. And when I went out on the balcony, there's a hot tub.
Then he realised he was in fucking Home Store and More.
How do you do it? How do you do it?
And Joe said to me, I haven't brought any togs, but I don't care. Brand knickers, that's where we're going later.
What? So, Niall and I are getting in the hot tub tonight, right? And it's completely platonic and we'll have a ball because it's a waste if we don't get it in.
We don't get it in.
Who's going to say
you're married.
Put 50p in the meter. Get it in. Get in it. Sorry.
Thank God for these, everybody. Thank God for these.
So what I was going to say was, like, even you, right? Like, and we know each other so well. You, like, would it not be easier to do it with somebody that you don't know? Because you, would you fancy me? Like, would you, like, no,
Hang on, you're coming at me.
No, but why, like, I'm not coming on.
I find you very attractive as a woman, but I don't have any.
You've never said that before.
Yeah, but I don't have any inclinations to go at that.
Is he gay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not fucking sitting down with him.
So it wouldn't be in me.
But do you know what I mean about the fact that, like...
But I
it wouldn't be in me either, even, to be honest with you. Know. But do you not
I take
know
your
I
point.
Mean?
No, like, my advice on this would be, please go for the anonymous person that you never have to face again if it goes wrong.
Yeah, why would you want to do it with somebody that...
Like the secretary in work, that is a HR issue.
Oh my God.
Screaming at you. As people and culture would be all over you.
That's spoken like a true Maine man, everybody. Okay, Michelle.
Okay, I think there's a word for this. It's a unicorn.
Oh,
am I right?
Tell us more.
Has anybody heard of
it? A unicorn is the person that gets asked into a threesome who has no connection to the other two people. And it's.
And a big horn.
And watch this. Have you been a unicorn? Yeah.
You never see them.
Never
they
go off.
Creature.
They were a fantasy and now they've gone back to Never Neverland. So I'm not going to lie. I've wanted sometimes to be asked to be a unicorn.
No way.
Like, I remember being on an app before that was kind of for kink stuff. And, you know, out of curiosity said... And okay, I had one offer that I wasn't interested in. But I think I would want to be the mysterious woman who comes in and just meets their fantasy and then disappears, you know. And they give me no review. There's no review allowed. I don't care. I don't care if you got gayer afterwards. I was still the unicorn that saved the day. It's got to be like these guys.
Well, would you be interested in two gay guys? Like,
would I do it with two gay guys? Yeah. I'm in a relationship.
No, but he means if you weren't.
Like, it's very... I'd have to fancy them.
Yeah.
Like, I'd have to find them really hot. And also, when you say two gay guys, like, I have to know that these guys are bi-curious because I'm going to feel really rejected if I go so far as to get naked with them and they're like, actually, we changed our mind.
Yeah.
And I'm
now
like,
that we've seen
all right.
Not sure.
Yeah.
Okay. We thanks anyway. See,
but it's interesting she mentioned that heated rivalry show because supposedly it is
have you
all
seen that?
Straight women.
Have you not watched it?
I've watched only the first episode.
Very
who put their hand up in the back?
Connor.
in the air.
Is there only one person in the entire audience that's watched Heated Rivalry?
I have watched it.
Of course you've watched it.
There's very few. There's a GAA one.
There's a GAA one.
No
Get
way.
Get the O'Neill shorts.
That's mad. Dame Sophie.
Oh, yeah, I'd do it, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I have to.
No questions.
Yeah. No. Look, everybody wants to experiment, but I think there comes a time in your life where, I don't know. I can't picture it for
You're
myself.
You're not the adventurous type.
Not when it comes to that stuff, I wouldn't be, no.
I like your honesty. Marty, I don't know which kind of stance to...
I can tell a story when I was offered it.
Okay.
Oh!
One, Marty.
But you told people you'd never repeat this story again.
I finished a gig in Dublin. So I got off the stage and a couple kind of ran around to the side. And they were really nice. Went over and said hello.
Straight couple? Gay couple?
Straight couple.
Okay.
Yeah, straight couple. This is going a little bit of a different direction, but kind of.
No, that's fine, because I was actually going to do that when I went into the audience.
So I walked around to them on the side of the stage, chatting away. And the guy turned to me, he's like, we're having an after party if you're up for it. Mm-hmm. And I kind of was like, this is about 10 years ago. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I wouldn't mind an after party. So we leave the nightclub and it's just the three of us. So I turned around to the guy and I was like, oh, where's everybody else?
Turn
like,
around.
Oh, no, it's just the three. Yeah, turn around. It's just the three of us. So anyway, we're walking down Camden Street and I'm in panic mode right now because I'm thinking, what's going on here? So I actually just, got the balls. I just worked up the courage and I said, look, come here. What's going on here? And he actually wanted me to sleep with his wife.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, it was the cuckold.
And he wanted to watch.
Yeah.
So no, I didn't do it. I just wanted to put it there.
Did you think about it?
No, I didn't. No, not in a bad way. Like there's nothing wrong with them. Yeah. They make an offer.
Did he offer you money?
No, that's worse.
He's not a gigolo, mate.
But the couple, 2 weeks later, were front stage at my gig in Cork.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen them since. They did give you money then, so.
Oh, yeah. And I went down to them, I said a quick hello, and I was like, have a good night, see you later.
I want to on this, just because it's kind of related to this, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I will because your gorgeous girlfriend isn't here. When we took a trip to Manchester once.
Oh, yeah.
Was there not two lesbians at the end of the night who almost propositioned you?
They did, but that was a really weird proposition. I don't know if you remember. Do you remember?
Well, I wasn't there at that point.
So
I had been
I can't
sent to
believe
bed.
I'm gonna
oh
tell.
No! Go on, you're in now.
They didn't have an offer. They had they had like a question.
Go on.
A request for a service, and yeah. In a nutshell, the two of them wanted to have a kid.
No.
Wow, okay.
And I can honestly, I didn't go through with that. But that was the request that they had to be in Manchester. I'll have to start that story. I'm not going to land you in it. But do you remember that? Yeah, so that was an interesting conversation.
That's mad that they didn't know you and they just spotted you. Yeah. A massive compliment. He's gorgeous. He is absolutely...
What I will say, just from those two stories alone, I find it mad that people are that confident. I'd kill for half that confidence to be able to just approach somebody.
You're sitting up here with your fucking knees out in front of everybody. Could you go and fuck off?
I'd kill for that confidence.
No, come on.
I really would.
Marky, there's been a lot of talk about your jizz tonight. I'm sorry.
Do you know what I mean, though?
I get it. I get it.
Like, to be able to just...
Yeah, go up to somebody.
It's but impressive. Like,
I think the thing about this dilemma, and it happens to be a gay couple in this scenario, right? But even if it was a straight couple, it would still be more awkward to have somebody that you knew.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, we launched this podcast 2 years ago in Bank Lane in Waterford. And I went out into the audience. I don't know if there was anybody here that was in that audience. Well, you were. Oh, I love you. And there was a couple there. And the dilemma must have been about a threesome. And I said, sure, nobody in this audience has had a threesome. And the hands go up at the back. You remember this?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, I did one of them.
And I went down to them. And they had had a threesome. And he was originally with her best friend.
Oh.
And now he was going out with this girl and the best friend was gone. Yeah. So can anyone top that? I'm coming down.
She's coming to investigate.
I think, right, that there is somebody in the audience. I'm not sure if anyone remembers him, but he was part of... Thank you, I'll watch the spillage, David. Somebody had an accident.
Was it Dean?
It wasn't Dean. Dean Egan was part of Beat Breakfast when Niall and I first launched the show nearly five years ago, and he had a catchphrase on the show, right? So make sure whatever you give advice-wise that you throw in the catchphrase. Okay to say as a gay man, yeah? How would you feel about asking...
Well, I mean, I'm hardly fucking hiding.
Well, someone mistook you for my husband upstairs.
They did. And I'm very happy to be mistaken as your husband, but what you asked me was straight off the bat. That's the phrase, right?
That's his catchphrase. Go on.
I can't even get one man, let alone a fucking woman. I've had the straight men on Grindr who don't want to bring the wife with them.
Oh.
Yeah, very, very, very common.
No, what?
I've never been out. Yeah. Oh, it's very common. Very common.
A lot of straight men on Grindr.
Poor Marty. This is a bit of a... Like, come on.
What?
This is so common.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were looking at me as if, like, come on, you were...
I was saying poor... No, I was saying poor Marty. He's after discovering, like...
You can have a look at my Grindr later. See what you think. But no, I think if it was me and my imaginary boyfriend said I want to introduce a woman, if she was the secretary in the fucking school or whatever, I'd be like, fuck off. Yeah. But also, not a chance. Like, I'm gay for a reason. I don't want the fandango.
Dean, everybody. What a legend. Okay, it's unlikely that I'm going to walk through the audience and for anybody to admit, isn't it not, that they've had... Oh, God. Oh. You had an offer.
Okay, I need Aoife. You to... Yeah, please. Can we get one another offer?
What's
yeah.
the offer, Aoife? What were you offered, darling?
My gay best friend told me he wanted to have sex with a woman.
Oh. Okay.
Huh?
He said that it would have to be either a lesbian or someone who's bisexual and someone he knows.
Okay.
And you tick any of those boxes?
Two of them, yes.
Okay, hey. So what happened?
I said no.
Okay, and did you think about it?
No.
Okay, are you still friends?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
Did he get a girl to do it?
I don't think so, no. Okay. I'm not sure. I didn't ask.
And was it just like, is it a one-off thing, a fetish that he has? I don't really know what else to say.
I think it was just like he wanted to be sure he was gay.
Oh.
Can I ask as well? Like,
maybe I shouldn't go in the hot tub.
How do you bring that? What's the setting? Like, how do you start that conversation with your friend? Like, where are you guys?
We were on holidays in Zadar at an all-inclusive resort for a week.
Sorry, what gay man goes, I'm afraid I might be straight. What? It doesn't happen that way.
How am I going to come out to my parents?
Yeah.
Lots of straight people are like, what if I might want to have sex with the same sex?
Yeah, you know? They're gay, dear. I don't understand what is happening.
Okay, in the gay community,
yeah.
Niall or Stuffy.
She's not, I'm not fucking gay. I fucking stand aside.
I'm sorry. In the gay community, Niall, are gays curious about vaginas?
No. No, I mean, it's fairly unanimous.
Thank you. Only the fucking sick ones.
No.
Well, I'm sure he's a lovely guy.
We avoid them. Avoid them.
Yeah, I think gay men are generally afraid of vaginas.
Yeah, I am terrified.
I am. It looks like a fucking tomcat with its throat cut. Have you seen one? I'm not fucking going anywhere near that.
The Daily Dilemma Uncensored from Beat.
There you go. That was the set theatre in Kilkenny for Daily Dilemma Uncensored live. You were listening to me, Niall, her show, Dame Stuffy, Marty Guilfoyle and Michelle Heffernan. We're in Waterford this weekend and you're going to hear what happened in Waterford over the next couple of weeks on the podcast. We don't know what's happening yet. Anything could happen.
Anything could happen.
Last tickets for that gig at beat102103.com.
Thank you so much for listening in every week. We're very excited for Bank Lane, but we're also very excited for what's to come with Daily Dilemma Uncensored. So thank you so much for all your support.
In the meantime, if there's anything you want us to be talking about right here, the details are coming up. Have a good one.
Bye.
Have you got something that's too saucy to share on air? DM us on Instagram and X or email talk@beat102103.com.